Internet Associates proudly presents our Business and Professional Development System. You will hear from some of the greatest speakers, leaders, and achievers in the world today. As they share, you will hear strategies, insights, and inspiration for creating enhanced cash flow, financial stability, and the lifestyle of your dreams. Timeless information that will ultimately help you on your road to success.
Robert Kiyosaki is an incredible author, as you know. Has 4 books on the top 10 best-selling business list in America today. Is, I believe, the number one business author in the world today. Travels all over the world with his message of freedom. He, of course, is a 4th generation Japanese-American raised in Hawaii. Most of you know the story. His dad was the head of education, highly educated, but never succeeded financially because his context was wrong. His best friend at 9 years old's father never got past the 8th grade, one of the wealthiest men in the world before he passed his estate on to his son. And he got dual messages, one from his rich dad, one from his real dad, poor dad. And he had to make decisions. And it wasn't always easy because he had to change his context. He went to school and then to Vietnam as a Marine. Became a gunship, helicopter gunship pilot. Now you need to understand what kind of mentality it takes to be a helicopter gunship pilot in Vietnam. He served his country. He came back, made a fortune. Lost it, made it, and kept making it. But in his heart, he's a teacher. He's been featured on numerous television shows, Oprah, CNN, and on and on and on. He's been featured in many magazines, Newsweek and Success, and so on and so forth. He is sought after all over the world, and he is here this afternoon with 5,000 freedom-loving American and Canadian free enterprisers who understand that the message may not be warm and fuzzy, but it's the truth. And it is a joy and a privilege, and INA is proud to present to you our friend and mentor. Before I do that, however, I want to read one quote by another one of my heroes, a guy named Albert Einstein. He said, "The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them." Robert Kiyosaki will change your thinking process this afternoon, and many of you will look back on this day as the day that turned your life around financially and in many other ways. Help me welcome our good friend and mentor, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki!
Thank you.
May I see a show of hands? How many people in this room have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Good, thank you. Has anybody not read the book yet? Oh, thank God there's still a few more customers out there. Thank you very much. For those who have not read the book, I'll quickly give you a little update about who I am, in case you do not know, and a little bit of background. First of all, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a true story. My real dad was the head of education for the state of Hawaii, very smart man, PhD, and I call him my poor dad very simply because even though he was a high-paid government official, and I do mean high-paid, no matter how much money he made, he was broke at the end of every month, and he was fired at age 50 because he made the mistake of running for governor against his boss, the governor, and so he never got a job again, and so he died poor. And so although a very well-respected, highly educated, good, hard-working man, he never had any money. My rich dad was my best friend's father, and although he was a man who started with nothing, he ultimately became one of the wealthiest men in the state of Hawaii where I grew up. So when you look at you think of Waikiki Beach and the tall palm trees and the hula girls and the blue water, my rich dad didn't own the buildings, he owned some of the land under those buildings. So today, when I talk to his son, my best friend, He estimates that for 7 generations, none of his children will ever have to work because they generated so much money. So he started with nothing and ultimately became one of the wealthiest men. So Rich Dad Poor Dad is a very simple story about what two fathers tell their two sons, my best friend and I, about the subject of money. And for those of you who read the book, you can see that they didn't say the same things. For example, my poor dad always said to me, go to school, get good grades, get a safe, secure job, work hard, retire. How many people had your parents say that to you? Good, thank you. My rich dad, on the other hand, for those who read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he had 6 basic lessons about money. And lesson number 1 was the rich don't work for money. And that's why, even though I've only had, shame to say, I've had a job for 4 years in my entire life, but that was just so I could learn a few things. But other than that, that's the only time I've had a job. And so for those who do not know, quickly go on. Again, I was raised in Hawaii. I was educated in New York. And I had congressional nominations to the United States Naval Academy, United States Merchant Marine Academy. And I took the Merchant Marine Academy out of New York. And then I graduated in 1969. And in 1969, the thing was the Vietnam War was still on. And both my dad said to me that it was a son's duty to fight for the country. So in 1969, instead of taking a high-paying job, I volunteered to go into U.S. Marine Corps. And I went to flight school in Pensacola, Florida. And then I did my advanced training in a place called Camp Pendleton. And I was in Vietnam in 1972 and came back in 73. And I flew out there the helicopter gunship, things like this.